7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Allison drove it against Tarkovsky.
Is that a handball?
Corner given in the first instance. Little query about Tarkovsky's hand.
Well, he did. He just said to the referee, it hit me on the hand, but it was close to my chest.
But apparently not close enough. I don't know what's going on. Yes, I do. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Hello. Both Pippa and I welcome you to the Dubious Goals Committee. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Pippa is the sergeant at arms of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm drinking tea while I watch this football game that I don't really need to be watching. A game just ended a while ago, and this game is another game that's on, and the other game that I need to watch doesn't start for another 45 or 48 minutes or whatever. So we're going to sit here and drink tea instead. Because it's so delicious. And I'm cold. I'm not actually cold. Well, my feet might be a little bit cold. I don't know. But they're under the blanket right now. I woke up this morning and I think I might have been awakened by my neighbors taking more Halloween decorations out of their shed. Speaking of which, hold on, we're not there yet. I woke up this morning and it was cold and I said, yay, I'm going back to sleep. And so I went back to sleep for about another hour, and then I woke up and I said, boy, it's kind of cold. Why is it so cold? And I went and I looked at the thermostat, and yeah, it is now below 15 degrees inside my house. And this is part of another interesting experiment that I'm running, because not only do I try to not turn my furnace on until the last possible moment, this year, it's turned into a new kind of experimental medical thing. What are you talking about, Tobe? Well, allow me to explain. Last year at this time, if we think about it, you know, I had to turn the heat on because I was afraid my muscles would seize up. Because last year at this time, and for the last couple of years, I thought it was the cold that was contributing to my various muscle problems, the terrible cramping and the seizing up of the muscles and the killer spasms and stuff like that. I thought this was because of the cold. I thought my body couldn't handle the cold and it's, you know, okay, right? Well, this didn't turn out to be true, did it? Because we found out that all of my muscle problems were not caused by the cold. My muscle problems were caused by, you know, a giant cable of nerves that was being mashed down into almost nothing in my back. All right, so as we all remember, I had the back surgery back at the end of March, 6 months ago. And so now I can do things like walk and sit up and do things that other people can do who don't have their nerves all mashed down into little mashed potato things in their back or whatever. And so now it's getting cold, and I'm wondering, am I going to cramp up or not? How cold can I let it be? Last night it was kind of cold in here, and I did get a leg cramp, but that was because I was sitting weird, then I stood up weird. It was just me being stupid. And it went away almost instantly. So now I'm wondering how cold my house is going to get. How cold can I let my house be? What kind of cold temperatures can I live in? I'm so excited to find out. You'll hear more about that as it develops. I'm hoping to make it into November without having to turn the heat on. I've only managed to do that once. That was, what, 2 years ago or 3 years ago now? When we had very unseasonably warm weather all the way through October. That was great. Okay, so Halloween decorations and my neighbor. My neighbor, who lives behind me, is a guy that I knew in high school. They moved in about 2 or 3 years after I moved in here. And we hadn't had any contact since high school, although that's not true. He used to work at a recording studio that I like to use, and so the last time I saw him was in, like, 96. And they had kids. They had 3 kids. And so it kind of makes sense that they're celebrating kid holidays with big kid decorations, but, yeah, all of their kids are out of the house now. Well, wait, no, is their youngest daughter still in high school? Maybe. Who are they decorating for? I don't know. But yeah, they've got the whole setup. You know, they've got the picket fence that they have to set up to make their yard into a graveyard with all the headstones. No, this, that, and the other thing, and blah, blah, blah. But that's not the interesting thing. I now have Dragon Street in my neighborhood. Yeah, you heard me correctly. And I know some of you longtime members of the Dubious Goals community are saying, Toby, you already had Dragon Street. Well, I know, but now it's Double Dragon. Well, you mean Double Dragon like the video game? No, I don't mean Double Dragon like the video game. I mean now there's 2 dragons on that street. And all the new members are going, Toby, what the hell are you talking about? What the hell? Okay. There's this little street in my neighborhood. When I say a little street, it's a short street. It's one of those little half streets that sort of you find in weird little neighborhoods. It's not 600 meters long. But on this street is a family that has a house that has a big dragon decoration in their front yard. In the front garden, there's a little rock garden, there's some limestone aggregate, and then there's this big bronze dragon that is in 3 sections, and it's an Asian type dragon, and so it's all curly and it looks like it's in the ground and coming up out of the ground or the water or whatever those rocks are supposed to represent, blah blah blah. It's the dragon house. It's awesome. I love dragons. And so sometimes I drive up this street, you know, just to loop around, just do fun stuff, and to check out the dragon. Well, a couple days ago, I was coming home from the store or the creek or somewhere or wherever, right? And I couldn't get into my house. I couldn't drive up my street to get to my house because there was a garbage truck that was waiting for some other truck that was doing something in a city truck. There was a big traffic jam, and I thought, oh, I can avoid this if I just go around. Just loop around. I'll go up the Dragon Street. Yes, and so I went up the Dragon Street, and I noticed that there was a Halloween decoration set up. And what was that Halloween decoration? It was a giant inflatable dragon. Yeah, like 3 meters tall. And it was one of those, you know, hook a fan up to it. You buy them at hardware stores and Walmart, and everybody thinks they're the coolest thing and have these inflatable decorations. And I've always hated them. Except this one's a dragon, and it's kind of cool. So I was like, okay, it's a dragon. I guess we can let that one fly. Because it's not a cute dragon. It's trying to be a menacing, dark, you know, virgin princess eating type dragon, which I'm all for. And so now we got 2 dragons on that street. And these, the bronze Asian dragon and this inflatable Western style dragon, they're only, you know, like, maybe 200 meters apart, probably less than that. So now I have Dragon Street. Ah, I love the concept of Dragon Street.
Looks forbidding enough, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Master?
No, that thing may infirm. Belisarius wore this before he died. You know, I actually saw him change lead into gold. I could never do that. Too bad. You'd have stood to inherit some real wealth.
Magister, please don't talk like that. You're not going to die.
Oh, but I look forward to it. All this magic, what has it accomplished?
I can't do it. See, I was trying to go with a dragon theme there. I was talking about dragons, and then we had to go to some dragon slayer. We got to hear Ralph Richardson as Ulrich. Yeah, and he kind of badmouths magic there. What the heck's that all about? Ralph Richardson's so great. I thought, okay, we need some dragon music. What dragon music do we have? Well, we've got some Dragon Force. So we have to listen to Through the Fire and Flames because it's dragon music. And yeah, no, I don't understand. Wait, Dragon Force, are we sure that isn't satire? Because it just sounds like a lot of cliche crap. But, you know, if I want hyperkinetic music, I want Dekoboko Kaiketsu Sensation.
Let's go.
Deco Boko Kai Ketsu Sensation. Yeah, okay, see, that's what I needed. That's what I needed. Now, the next thing I need to do is check in on this game, see where we're at here. Really? Still drawn at zero? Oh, come on, Toffees.
Got that extra man in midfield as well. It means Son can play a little bit of a free role with Harry Kane up front. The two of them just take going basically where they want to go.
Davis, oh, this looks dangerous.
Searching ball for Perisic. Tarkowski takes no chances.
Good job, Tarkowski. Okay, so, you know, I was thinking last night that I need to do something productive today. Maybe build something. And if I'm going to build something, we might as well build synth stuff, right? And what parts do I have and blah, blah, blah. And the truth of the matter is my DTMF stuff arrived and we could mess around with that a little bit, but I kind of don't want to because I have something else on my mind. And what else do I have on my mind? I've got the 3909s on my mind. Ah, Tobe, what are you talking about? Okay. Well, I know the dubious electronics subcommittee probably knows what I'm talking about, and there are some other members of the dubious goals committee who will probably remember that I have a strange stock, new old stock, of 3909 chips. Now, what is a 3909? A 3909 is an integrated circuit that was invented back in blankety blank whenever. I've done no research whatsoever. And this chip, it's just a small, you know, 8-pin dip. And it's an oscillator. And they sold it as an LED flasher. And I don't know why this chip even exists because it's almost useless. Except for educational purposes. So I think this was a chip that was sort of invented to be the gateway drug to integrated circuits. So here, kids, play with this. It's really simple to use. And you can flash LEDs. Okay, it's a bizarre chip because you can power it with a single battery. So it's like 1.3 volts or something. And all you need to do to get this to flash an LED is put power to it, and then you drop a capacitor and a resistor across one of two potential legs, and you get oscillator tricks. You got an oscillator here. And I was hanging on to these. You know, the 3909 is so rare, that's so useless, that they discontinued it very early. But I've managed to collect a few from old Radio Shacks out in the country over the years. I must have four or five. I don't even know how many I have. And I thought, oh, we could use these to build synth because it's an oscillator, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but it's not convenient for synth. Again, you can power this on... I don't even know what the maximum power is. I'm pretty sure it'll go up to 6 volts, but you can't find these chips in any cookbooks because they're so old. They were discontinued before you can find it in one cookbook, the MIMS. But the problem is he doesn't give any data or anything. He just shows things you can make out of it. Yeah. So I just happen to have the MIMS open right here, and I'm looking at some 3909 circuits. We got an LED flasher, a power flasher, infrared transmitters, light controlled tone. Yeah, you can make a light theremin out of a 3909 with just a photoresistor, a 0.1 microfarad capacitor, and a speaker and a resistor for the speaker. I mean, if you just wanted to signal out, that's all it is. It's that simple. Oh, look. See, here's a lamp flasher, 6 volts. Now here's some other fun stuff, like the sun-powered oscillator. What? The toy organ. Yes, oh my goodness, is this a synth right here? Yeah, but you're not getting any, you know, real notes out of it. And oh. And then there's, here's a little circuit for TTL-controlled 3909. Okay. Maybe that's a thing that Tobe needs to look at. Yeah, so you can use logic now to flash LEDs. There's some other audio circuits, your standard whooper and chirper. Don't need any chirpers. You can do that with two to make a whooper. It is whoop, 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 if you want to do that. And then, of course, that's all we get. Yeah. So basically, somebody you know has got more research to do. And what do I want to do with these? Do I want to actually try to make something that will integrate with my synth? Or should I just use these things to control LEDs for my synth? But I can't clock it, and I can't this thing. This chip, the 3909, is kind of limited. It's not like a 555 where you can turn it into anything. This is very sort of limited business. And I don't know. What the hell am I gonna do with this damn thing? I've got a bunch of them.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
Yeah, bet you didn't see this one coming. It's just because we haven't seen 1981 Mom in so long.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, not much, 1981 Mom. Not much. Our boy Kirk. Oh, Kirk Cameron, does he have any money left? Does he have any of his childhood star money left from the 80s? Or is he still living on his sister's Hallmark movie cash? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, why doesn't Hallmark Channel just get Kirk Cameron? Why don't they just get him to do some movies too? He can be a detective. He can be a love detective.
Oh my god.
Sorry, Gary. I can't. I'm cleaning out my garage today.
But we haven't had a guy's night out in ages, and we're passing right through your galaxy.
I told you I can't go.
Whoa! Rigby, get over here.
Let me guess, some more old junk.
Whoa.
Dude, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
So cool.
No, dude, look.
How many times is touching stuff we're not supposed to cause the problem?
Like, every time, dude.
Well, maybe this time nothing will happen. Watch.
Cool.
Nice.
Yes, yes, yes!
What are you doing? That's Gary's synthesizer! Are you guys okay?
We're fine.
Where's Gary?
Well, we were on our way to the Galactic Mall.
Come on, Skips.
When Gary straight up disappeared.
I don't know how to drive stick.
Only one thing could have caused this.
Which one of you messed with his synthesizer?
Messed with?
I mean, we might have unplugged some cables.
Fools! That device synthesizes Gary's physical being into existence.
So, Gary's dead?
No. His conscience still resides within the synth. But until you put the cables back to make the correct patch, the device won't project his physical form.
It's cool. We'll just put it back the way it was. How hard can it be?
God Skips. Only goes by one name, and so does Zangelix, a reclusive genius who's appeared in public only never.
There is only one hope for humanity. The synthesizer.
Morgio Zoroger, a devil-may-care playboy who drinks a lot, even for an Italian.
Zangelix cannot touch me. He is a fool.
Zoroger's album, Zangelix is a Fool, has become an Italian disco staple, much to the chagrin of Zangelix himself. Carlo.
Yes. Zangelix is a fool. You know, Zangelix might be a fool, but he is absolutely right about one thing. There is only one hope for humanity, and it is the synthesizer. Yeah, so what do we got going on in the background here? Yeah, a little Giorgio Moroder. This is, of course, his hit song, Chase. And it was arranged by Giorgio Moroder and who? That's right, Axel Out himself, Harold Faltermeyer. Zangelix, he's a fool. Oh boy, gosh, now I kind of want to watch Midnight Express, but I don't know. I kind of don't. Yowza. All right, so what's going on? What is happening? Well, we probably need to drink the last of this tea and figure out what synth business I'm going to do today. What kind of synth stuff should I build? I don't even know. You know, I should build a couple of things. I need some practical stuff, but am I going to build any practical stuff like VCAs or filters or something? No. I'm probably going to build stupid stuff like weird little whoop whoop whoopers out of 3909s that I can't interface with anything that I already have. Well, that might be fun, or I could get the DTMF thing to work. But it's so damn clicky, and it's weird, and I got other ideas for that now. I also need to consider eating lunch. And I got a football game that starts in about 15 minutes. So let me say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow. Tune in every day. I'm going to go find food.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
The Black Pirate.